Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't have kids, so... I mean, I have kids, but...
I was like, wait a minute.
Whoa, what happened to the people in the room next to us?
On a special episode of BJ and Migs, BJ disassociates himself from Joe and Sarah after the Christmas party.
They're dead to
me. Yeah, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, I should say I don't have young kids. That's what I really would have said. I should have said, thank you.
Yeah.
We didn't have a party last night.
No.
Yeah, no, this season's killing me, Steve. I mean, I was just telling Sarah on the drive-in, this season is killing me.
The holiday season?
Oh, my gastrointestinal system is just destroyed by the drinking, the food.
Ah, welcome to my world.
Yeah, dude, I am in your world. It's not good.
No, it's not.
It is so not good. I mean,
blame it on the Brussels sprouts.
Excuse me, what? Thank you. See, you know what I'm talking about, Steve.
By the way,
happy Friday, everyone.
Those Brussels sprouts were like dunked in teriyaki sauce or something, and they were so fantastic. Good.
Those were Brussels sprouts. It's just like Brussels sprouts, but they have a teriyaki flavor. Yeah. You guys are making fun of me, but I'm actually just a very cultured individual.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh.
I might have bit my tongue a couple of times last night.
I was going to say, are you guys still drunk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They gave us even more drink tickets than they normally do. I mean, yes, last night, I'm like, what?
You gave me,
all right. I was
overserved by my coworkers.
Yes.
And the bartender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it was a good night. Shout out to Elysian Fields. Man, they know how to throw a party.
Yeah, yeah.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And, yeah, man. So, I don't even know if I wanted to, I don't know if I could do the show today, Steve.
Oh, you can power through it. Come on, man.
Let's turn it over to Vicky.
Here's the question.
Yeah?
I saw your son as he was leaving. Maybe, Joe, can you come in?
Oh, here comes Joey D's.
Here it comes.
Let's just address it right off the bat.
All right, do it. All right, we'll talk about this other story later.
Okay. Because I want to get you guys' take on this.
He told me what happened this morning with what you said, and I was like, I can only imagine Steve's face.
Okay, so what do you think I'm about to bring up?
How Joe was handing out his number.
No.
Oh,
that's right. That was hilarious.
Okay.
Joe
is talking to people at the thing and talking to a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe goes, how about you take my number or give me your number so we can text and stuff.
Wow.
That's that was smooth. His line.
Wow.
So I'll text good to me. You text me, we'll text and stuff.
So that Joey D's had a couple of beverages is then what I'm thinking.
That sounds pretty smooth.
Which, to be honest, you're awful at texting.
Yeah, that's also
and
true.
And he's doing this to somebody who is in a relationship.
Oh, boy.
What?
Whoa. I can't be friends?
What? I thought this was America.
Oh, that's faux pas right there.
And he's doing this, and this is the part I was going to bring up, while he's leaving the party with what looks like a Costco-sized box of all the pastries that were there.
Oh, yeah. He had that going.
That's a classy move.
Yeah.
So my question is, did you bring them in for us?
Oh, no. Those didn't last the night.
What? Bro, he had like 5 cupcakes.
Yeah.
He had Vicky's Christmas tree. I don't even know what that thing was called, but it was amazing.
It was a cupcake with a Christmas tree filled with M&Ms.
That.
Wow.
He had a cheesecake.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, the cheesecake was so good.
Oh, I would love to know.
Let me tell you.
Please tell me you ate these in bed, like, while shirtless.
No, I got home, and there was, like, a party at my house, and I walked in with the pastries. I'm like, this is a good, great timing, essentially.
Yeah, you all of a sudden catered your party.
Yeah, you know?
He even gave one to our Uber driver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you right now, everybody got a cupcake.
The Uber driver was ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
Except that, BJ, you offered him my desserts. That's a little over the line, but I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah, it's messed up, man.
Wait, who paid for the Uber?
You know what? Take it back.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you right now.
One person says it couldn't have been that good of a party. Y'all made it into work. It's a very good point.
Barely. Have you heard the first 6 minutes of the show?
Yeah. What? Those Brussels sprouts were amazing.
Yeah, they sure are.
Oh, and the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's so good.
Did you take some of that too home with you?
No, they took it away before I had a chance to grab some.
You didn't ask for a doggy bag?
No, I wanted the whole
thing. They had them out. Some people said there were to-go boxes out there.
What?
We weren't smart enough to fill them. I didn't know they had to-go boxes.
Oh, and those sliders.
Yeah, I know, dude. We could have taken so much home.
Yeah, Joe's way of trying to get a number. Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good on you.
You got a number from somebody who's in a relationship?
I don't know what happened last night, man.
Is it really their number?
I assume so. They texted me back.
Is it 8675309? Is that what it is?
Jen A.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I didn't check. Maybe I should go check.
Who can I turn to? Damn.
Well, good for you.
You know, looking back on it, not my smoothest moment, but it still worked.
Yeah.
No, it was awkward as F, and I forgot about it until Danny just brought it up.
Well, it's funny because Joe came in this morning and I was like, how was your night, Joe? Did you leave at the same time? He's like, yeah. But it was awkward because I gave my number in front of Steve, and Steve was making fun of me, and I was like, this is amazing. Why did I miss this?
I didn't make fun of you at all. I mean, I thought very funny thoughts, but I just kind of watched it unfold and forgot, honestly, until Danny brought it up.
And I'm just trying to go home because I had to, you know, they said the party ended at 8:30, so I had my driver there to pick us up at 8:30, and I'm trying to round up the other
that
kids.
Was impossible.
Yeah, that was, I'm like, I can't believe I'm the one that actually isn't the one you got to round up. Mm. And then there's Joey D's, all the rock girls, everybody hanging out, and he's like, hey, everybody, what's up?
Now give me your number. I'll text you, and you text me.
I saw him awkwardly talking to somebody. Was it this person he gave his number to?
Maybe.
Oh, I give her. That woman already has my number.
Already has my number.
What a player.
Because I was seeing you talk to her, and I'm like, I can't tell if he's drunk or if he's very excited.
Well, both. Also, you're welcome for those tequila shots, Joe.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what fuels it all.
How many numbers did you give out, and how many numbers did you get?
Oh, man, I don't even want to count at this point.
Oh. Well, now we know we need to get a hold of anybody. Joe's got their number.
Yeah. Yeah, there are probably people who have my number that I don't even know at that party at this point.
Nice.
Yeah. Although we did get denied at the bar. Apparently we missed last call and didn't even know.
Yeah.
That was unfortunate, man. Mm. I had 4 drink tickets and I was all happy with a smirk on my face, but no one would serve us. And I'm like, "What? Where's the service here?" And so I go up to our nice waitress that we had for a while, and she just looks at me and she goes, "Oh, we don't take those anymore."
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count anymore.
Oh,
yeah, anyway, he went to Slugger's next door and tried to use the drink tickets. And I'm like, you guys didn't even have your party here.
Yeah,
I also tried to use my raffle ticket too. Apparently, that doesn't work.
I saw you do that. Yeah. I was like, Joe, it's the red ticket, not the blue ticket.
Don't.
Speaking of the raffle, so you know, we had a whole bunch of things given away. I was pretty stoked. I got a little nice gift card.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
Although the next thing that was given away was a sweet Seahawks helmet.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, damn it. Missed it by one. Yeah. But the player of the night, the clutch move of the night, and the award goes to Vicky Barcelona for the ultimate trade. So what did you win?
I was like the second to win, and I won Pacific Science Center tickets, which was only 2 tickets.
Which is awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? I love the Science Center.
Well, then she pulls a move and trades with Jason, our production guy, who apparently loves science and the Pacific Science Center. So she's like, I have these pit tickets. I'll trade you your thing. And Jason, what did Jason have?
He had a party bus voucher for up to $1,000.
Whoa!
And
our friends at Lion Pride Party Bus.
Yeah.
Whoa. And I'm like, hey, Jason, Science Center want to trade? And he's like, yes, I love science.
Oh, my God.
And I was joking. It was one of those, like, I'm kind of joking just so you don't get mad at me, but if you want him, I'm down for the trade. And he was down. He doesn't seem like a party bus kind of guy.
Damn, that's a great deal.
Well, Vicky's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this party bus. And I was just like, you just use it during the holidays and go look at Christmas lights and get wasted on the party bus.
Dude, wow.
And then one of the rock girls brought up a very good point and take some mushrooms.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I had so many people mad at me. They're like, because they thought they would get the party bus with Jason. And they're like, how could you? I wanted to be on the party bus. I'm like, dude, you're invited.
So they're buttering up to Jason like, yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, they're like, they're his plus one for the Science Center and not the party bus.
So now they had to butter me up.
Gosh, Jason really needs to go get a job with the Mariners with that kind of trade.
Seriously. It's all in what you need and what you want, man. If you're a science fan, you like the Pacific Science Center, that's a way cooler prize.
Well, exactly. The Mariners need not to have anybody come see baseball this season, and the Yankees needed good pitching. So, yeah, I think.
Or the Mets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, them too.
And the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Brussels sprouts of the Mets. Oh, man, dude.
Oh, it's a good night.
Yeah,
it was. Did you get anyone's number and offer to text them in exchange for texting them back?
No, because everyone we were with was our coworkers or significant others of our coworkers.
Yeah.
So, and he came out aggressively with it, too. Like, he wasn't even in the circle of all of us. It was me, Danny, and a few other people. And then, like, a bat out of hell comes your son. And his phone's out already. He's just like, give me your number and I'll text you and you text me back.
That's just wrong.
The secondhand cringe is real, dude.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know what? It worked.
It did.
And two, I had pastries, so you can't really say no to pastries. It was an exchange.
No, at the end of the day, you win. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I also won $50 gift certificate to Lunchbox Laboratory.
Yeah.
So,
damn, everybody won but me.
You didn't win anything?
Well, I couldn't find my ticket.
Oh, jeez.
So it could be that I won and I didn't know.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I won 2 gift cards to the Pyramid Ale House. I don't know how much is on there, but I was like, that's sweet.
I won 2 gift cards to the Matador. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Everybody wants something from this show but me.
Danny, did you win anything?
Yeah, I won a tattoo gift certificate from Maple Valley Tattoo.
Perfectly on brand right there.
Yeah. Wow.
That is fantastic.
It was great, though, because one of our coworkers, so the guy that was emceeing it was like, he's probably going to get a Sum 41 tattoo with it or something. And I was like, not untrue. And then one of our other coworkers came up to me drunkenly, and she's like, you won Sum 41 tickets? Can I come with you? And I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Alcohol.
And then Joey said, well, no, I got to get your number first. We text, you text, I'll text.
Cell phone in one hand, pastries in the other.
Yeah. I have to tell you, though, what I love about the Christmas party is that there are people. We have some new people working for our fine company. And then you get to meet them and realize, wow, these folks are a lot cooler, but we don't get to interact with them.
Yeah.
That's why I love going to the Christmas parties. You meet people and go, dang, I had no idea you were this awesome. And I just love that.
But then I always say the dumbest thing. I'm talking to somebody, having a good conversation with the dude, and I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. I never met him. So I'm just like, blah, so how do you like working with us? And he's like, I don't work with you guys. I'm the husband to this person.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to go back and eat some more Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with you. You really don't know the people that work here.
No.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, you really need to have Vicky go around or something.
No, I need to have your son Joe. He has everyone's number.
Oh, he surely does.
Plus, I'll make you look good because apparently, I can barely speak.
Yeah. You inherit your game from your father, and your father has no game.
I will admit, though, Sarah and our receptionist definitely won the night for me.
For dancing.
Yes.
Yeah. They got down. Yeah.
Yes. Make It Dip came on, the DJ, and I'm like, that's
Sarah's. Shout out to my buddy Frazier. He was a DJ.
Oh, greatest DJ, man.
Yeah.
But it came on, and that's Sarah's jam, and, you know, that's pretty, you know, deep rap, and no, I don't know, it's not really of our scene. But our front desk lady, the last person I would ever think to dance to that song, comes and starts dancing with Sarah. It was awesome.
We got some people that no matter what, because Sarah, I will tell you right now, Sarah is the Mick. She will be that woman for the rest of her life. It doesn't matter. She'll be 80. Sarah's going to be on that floor dancing.
I get to spend some quality time with J-Rubs. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, J-Rubs is, look, J-Rubs is a hero because he deals with Sarah. I don't know how he does it. Because I was ready to hang both my kids last night because I just wanted to go home.
They were having fun.
But I saw Joey D's in action, and I saw you in the vicinity. I go, this is not going to be good because Steve is observing, and Joey D's is acting like Joey D's.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Minus the part that you didn't bring us any pastries.
Well, there is that.
And cupcakes.
And no one's perfect.
That's true. There's always next year.
I'll remember next year.
No, you won't.
So that's a true. Successful party.
Yes.
A very successful party.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Now, somebody had their car stolen, and I love this. Your car gets stolen. That sucks. But it's always cool when you get it back. This person got their car back with a full tank of gas. Steve's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve in this room. Right now, here's Steve Miggs with the news.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Car Toys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
For giving us news and sports, and happy National Cupcake Day.
Oh,
nice. It'd be awesome to enjoy some cupcakes this morning. Had Joe brought some in.
He did not do that.
Nope.
No. He brought some home. That'd be nice. I know. I hope. I mean, I because they had all those desserts. I don't know what they did with them all because they weren't all eaten.
No, there was a ton.
Yeah.
I guess in retrospect, they should have grabbed some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had thought about that myself.
Just trying to go home.
Yeah.
I was just trying to go home.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, enjoy a cupcake today.
All right.
Go somewhere and eat one, please.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about a situation where a guy or a woman's car was broken into. It was stolen, but then it returned with a full tank of gas. And the only way to explain this is it happened in Canada.
Oh, look at Canada.
Canada is awesome. It's actually just a giant misunderstanding. This lady called 911 after she walked out of a store, and she's like, my car is gone. Somebody broke in and stole my car. Weird part was there was another car that looked just like hers right next to where she parked it.
Oh.
So, oddly enough, the person who parked must have owned the exact same car, same color. And somehow the key fob worked on her car as well.
Whoa, and she was actually...
What are the odds of that?
And she was able to start it up, too. So, like, it all... I hear that there are chances where your keys will work on somebody else's car, but usually it's so random, it might be somebody in a completely different state, but...
Can't they just make sure that if the car is the same color and same make, that the key fob absolutely will not work?
You would hope.
I mean, at least do that. That's weird.
Wow. So
the guy eventually realized he was not driving his car. Probably smelled nicer or something. Yeah. I don't know. If it was me, that would be the situation. So he brought it back, and here's the thing. He filled it up with a full tank of gas before he brought it back. I don't know if he did that because he was just trying to get some gas, or if he's like, oh, crap, I really screwed up. I should probably do a solid and give this person some gas.
That was, to me, that shows you're not trying to be a bad guy.
And in a true Canadian fashion, the woman ended up reimbursing him for the gas.
Oh, wow. This is all the way around. These people are treating each other well.
Now, that's somewhere where people are treating people well. But let's go to England, where that's not exactly happening. I love the headlines of the story. Raging Santa Claus angers parents with a beard-ripping tantrum. It's happened at Santa's Village in England, where Santa Claus tore off his hat and his beard and started screaming, "Let's get the F out."
Oh, boy.
Apparently, it was I had never heard of this before, but a family-friendly rave was taking place at the same time. And when the fog from the smoke machine sparked the fire alarms, Santa lost his mind.
Yeah.
He did this in front of 50 kids. What kind of rave is there that's family-friendly? I mean, not saying that raves aren't... Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Boy, so is it everything but the drugs? Is that what it's supposed to be?
And the scantily clad people?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, too. Yeah, it's like, okay.
Or where you don't buy alcohol. I've been to underage raves. And, like, you just go where there's no alcohol to be served. You just go to dance.
Typically, aren't they finding another way to, get a buzz on?
Do it on the DL.
But this is a kid's one. I don't know if it's like, what, here's some chocolate.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's such a mashup of ridiculousness. It's like, it's not a teen one. It seems like it's a little kid who they still care about Santa.
Exactly, because parents were not happy about this, because then they had to explain to their kids that this was not the real Santa Claus that was having a meltdown, ripping his beard off.
Yeah. Which they're like, well, then what are we doing when we see all these people? And then you got to come up with that story.
Mariners making some moves. I don't know if you heard about this, BJ.
The Mariners making moves?
Yep, they just they picked up Edwin Encarnacion.
That guy. Yeah, he's a good player. He's a slugger.
Yeah, he's 32, so this fits with their youth movement.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to have at least one decent player.
Well, you know what? He's a... If you will, I hate to say it, like a bargain basement replacement for Nelly.
Oh, wait, he's 36, not 32.
Yeah, he's a power hitter, probably not as good as Nelly, not as good as Boomstick, but he might provide some power in the lineup and probably got him at a cheap price.
107 RBIs, hit 32 home runs, batted a .246.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And I know those numbers sound good, but I've never... And Carson, I'm not a fan of him, but let's see what he does at Safeco.
He's guaranteed $25 million, $20 million next season, $5 million buyout of his $25 million thing.
Did I say he was a bargain basement? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right, Jerry. I really don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't understand
it. Well, Jerry was in the hospital. Maybe something happened. He started making weird trades. I don't know, BJ.
I don't know. I don't like that deal. I don't like that deal at all. I really don't. I wish I knew what the Mariners were doing. I really do. Just tell everybody, look, we're just trying to rebuild the team. Why would you put $25 million into that guy who I think will do nothing at Safeco Field?
But okay.
Optimism. It's not called Safeco Field, buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it's going to be called. It's going to be called, we won't win another game field.
How about LA Chargers won 29-28, beating the Kansas City Chiefs. They came from behind on a last-minute drive, and they beat them with a two-point conversion as well.
You know, people have really been doing this strategy.
Yeah.
Of course, it backfired on the Panthers when they tried it earlier in the season.
So they clinched the playoff berth and they won the game. And I love that I was listening to the radio of the game while I was going to our Christmas party. And whoever the color commentator, he kept calling them the San Diego Chargers.
Whoops.
And so it got to the point where he was just like, all right, I'm going to just put $5 in the jar. Because I guess they had like a jar where you put a dollar every time you screw up the name of the team.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, screw it, let's just jump it up to $5. Because he's like, it's been 2 years. You should know that they're not called the San Diego Chargers anymore.
It does suck if you're a San Diego fan because your team is finally like good enough that they might win everything. And they're not there anymore.
Oh, I know. I know. That is a bummer for them. Of course, the Seahawks are playing this Sunday, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. If they win,
yeah,
they're going into playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's right. This is a playoff clinching game that they could have. If you want to watch the game, it's on Fox. It starts at 1:05 on Sunday. As far as weather, 52 degrees and rain. And thank you, Brandman College, for giving us news and sports.
It's really fascinating to think that the Seahawks might play all of the elite teams this year. When you think about the teams they've got to face that they on the road to whatever, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Rams.
I mean, you throw the Cowboys in there, they're super hot right now.
You're right.
The Bears.
Yeah. And we have faced the best, which is why I think a lot of folks just didn't think
Raiders.
Much of the Hawks.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, the Raiders. Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. How often do you have to face that kind of elite action where you've got all of the guys we mentioned could definitely go to the playoffs, maybe go to the Super Bowl. This is why I think the Hawks looked worse than they really were. Is like, you know, is that they were playing really good teams.
And, I mean, right down to the last minute or the last play of the game could have potentially beat these teams.
Exactly. That's why I'm digging it. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to see how they do against the Chiefs, depending upon, because now the Chiefs, they have to play. They can't rest people if they want home field advantage after what happened.
True.
And they can't tie the Chargers because I don't know how they've done against them, if they have another game or not, because they're in the same division. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Chiefs may have to have this be a big game, so it'll be really interesting to see what goes down in a couple weeks or next week, actually.
Yeah, because they got the Niners this week, and then next week is the Chiefs.
Damn, dude, it's exciting that we're in the conversation.
Very much into the conversation.
Nobody thought at the beginning of the year we would be in the conversation.
It's no longer delusional conversations.
And nobody,
which is what I'm a fan of typically.
Nobody thought after losing two games in a row to the Rams and Chargers, Chargers-Rams, that you know, nobody, and I was the only one.
Oh, yes.
That had hope.
Only one. Might I remind you, before the season started, y'all looked at me like I was crazy when I said they were going to be a 10-win team.
Did I look at you when you were crazy?
Yeah.
All right. That's right. I think it's just normally how I look at you, but, you know,
well, because I typically have stupid predictions, and that was understandably another one of my stupid predictions, but it could quite possibly come true.
Right. Yeah. Steve, how many years in a row have you said the Mariners are going to the World Series?
I don't know what you're talking about, Rev. I'm clearly still drunk from last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't get me started on the Mariners. I think I know way too much about baseball, but that move.
Hey, the field was hopping last night.
Oh, really?
For Enchant, Christmas Village.
Yeah. That's a thing. I just don't know. You know, I don't know how you get rid of some of the players you get rid of. I understand you're trying to free up money and whatever, but you get rid of a really good closer, you get rid of Paxton, and then you pick up in Carson. Do they think maybe that will get people to come to the ball games? Because that's what folks are thinking, is that because of this big fire sale, if you will, nobody will come to the games? I don't know.
So some might even be thinking, and we've had a few texts, that this is just going to be another person that they're going to trade before the season even starts.
Oh, all right. Well, if they can get some players for him, that's much money well spent. If they can somehow turn him around and flip him and get some good, you know, good minor leaguers, whatever. Okay. I don't know. I just know the Mariners have made the most trades in DePoto's reign than any team in baseball has made. All we have done has been flipping and flopping players, and I don't know how that is adding up to anything. Hopefully the mad scientists know what they're doing, because on the field we're just not seeing it.
No.
And
next year it sounds like we won't be seeing it either, but maybe in 2021.
I hope so. I mean, you still believe, a lot of us still believe that our new hockey team will win a championship before the Mariners.
Oh, I'm pretty certain. I think our XFL team will also win the championship before the Mariners.
Something's got to be done. They've got to figure it out, the Mariners, too. They have to. Come on.
Well, we won't know at least for a couple of years. That's the crazy part, is that you just don't know because the players that they're getting are so young, and you got to kind of watch them grow for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that what they're doing is right. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to see this team continue to not make the playoffs. Now we have another season where we're most likely not going to, barring some weird miracle. I mean, maybe these players, that's such a huge maybe. Even I think that's nuts to even think that they're going to field a decent team next year.
I hope I'm wrong. I've just seen Encarnacion. I've seen him when he played for Toronto. I'm not a fan of the guy. I really am not. Other people think he's a good player. I don't.
One person brings up a point. You know, they went from the bottom of the barrel farm team-wise to top 10. You idiot.
Well, no, farm team-wise, I'm all for that. That's why Encarnacion doesn't make any sense to me. What does he do for the farm team? What does he do for the future? He's 36, batted .246, and yeah, you know what? He can hit home runs in a ballpark that might be a good home run ballpark, maybe, but last time I checked, our ballpark's not a really great home run hitting ballpark.
Someone says, been listening to the show for almost 10 years. Never once have I heard Steve say the Mariners are going in a World Series from Chris.
There you go, Brad.
Blatant lies.
No, it's every year. Just Steve
says
that.
Fake news. Nope.
Apparently, this person hasn't been listening to the show intently.
No, Chris is a very passionate listener. He always texts in. He's one of my favorite people that texts into the show, and he obviously knows what's up.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's shut up, collusion.
Danny. Yeah.
And Brad.
All right. Vicky, and by the way, listen, I want to be clear. You know what? This is what I love about being a fan of sports, is you get to complain when you think your team does the wrong thing, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to support the team. And I hope people can understand that. That's when you're a passionate sports fan, when you're just like into it and go, look, what am I team doing? I want my team to do better. What are they doing? And that's my attitude. But I will always support the Mariners because I love baseball, and I would love to see a championship happen here. I mean, this city deserves it for baseball because there's a lot of great baseball fans here.
One text says, we'll get the Sonics back and they'll make the playoffs before the Mariners do.
I know.
Man, that's a stretch.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, you know what? I could be crazy. It could be watching Carson be the guy and watch them go.
I'm with a lot of these Texters. Watch him not be a member of the Mariners before the season starts.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right, man. And speaking of being right, Steve, yesterday, he was right on this one too.
What 3-letter adjective means uncooked?
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yes.
Wow. Not only was he right, but he also was creepy. That's when you know you got the double duty going right there.
I said duty.
Yeah, I did say duty. You want a shot at beating Steve? 206-449-1181. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.